Looked like a TV game show. In a tightly choreographed event, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev announced that he would swap jobs with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin after the formality of presidential elections March 4th.
Россия без Путина!
But 3 months and one controversial parliamentary election later, about 100,000 people came out in Moscow to demonstrate for real democracy. What snapped in Russia? Alexei Vladimirov drove 150 kilometers from Tver to join the December 24 protest.
We never had fair elections in Russia. It's time to be done with that so that finally our country can have fair elections and real democracy.
Svetlana Slepova says her white balloons symbolize the protesters' desire for peaceful reform.
We live in this country and the people rule the country. The people rule the state and the people elect their representatives in government. That's what's written in the Constitution.
Stanislav Gerasimov, a 24-year-old computer programmer, speaks for Russia's new politically active middle class.
What changed in the first place is that the people stopped being afraid. People realize that it's not their job to serve the government. Rather, it's the government's job to serve the people.
Like many protesters, Gerasimov is insulted by Prime Minister Putin's charges that the demonstrators were paid.
We weren't paid by Condoleezza or Hillary Clinton or Obama. We came out on our own to this protest for the first time to participate in this historic moment in our country's history.
Russia went through two revolutions in the 20th century, the first to implant communism, the second to root it out. At the protest, Alexei Navalny, the opposition's rising star, threatened to take a crowd and storm the Kremlin. Next time. But Gerasimov and his girlfriend want reform, not revolution.
This is not a physical revolution. No one is shooting the parliament building. No one's executing the Tsar's family. No tanks. No impeachment. These are normal demands being made by a united opposition.
Now the opposition is pushing to postpone the elections for 2 months and open them up to new parties and new candidates. This protester says her friends organize through the internet.
All the channels lie. The only place you can find the truth is on the internet. We should interact with one another only on the internet.
3 months ago, analysts referred to Russia's March 4 elections as Putin's coronation. Judging by the radically changed mood in Russia today, he may instead be fighting for his political life. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.